listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The Toby Back Hits Deep Tour 2020 is coming to the Santa Ana Star Center out in Rio Rancho on February 6th, and we are excited to have Ryan Stevenson, singer-songwriter, who's going to be part of that tour. Ryan, welcome to ABQ Connect. We really appreciate the time you're spending with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Ryan, I have always been jealous of people that could, singing is something that I'll never be able to do, something God's not gifted me to do. In fact, our worship leader here at our church has kind of told me, you know, it'd really help, Jim, if you would just hum. Because it's kind of a distraction to everybody else around. But, hey, I am jealous of people that can write songs because you have written some amazing things. And I told you off air before we started this interview that The Eye of the Storm, your song, really helped me and encouraged my heart when I lost somebody that I really loved here 4 or 5 years ago. And just really appreciate that. And I don't know you, just meeting you now. But thanks for that. Wow, amazing stuff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's talk
that blesses my heart.
Yeah, well, and I want to start with that question, Ryan. Your history is you've always been involved, or you've had an interest in medicine. You were an EMT for a short time, and it sounds like you're gifted with a mercy gift and really care about people. Are you just excited now to be making a living, sharing your music and writing songs?
Yes, sir. You know, I grew up in a small little farming community in southern Oregon and grew up around, you know, hardworking, simple people. And I was reared in the church and just grew up in really tight knit community and with really just amazing people in my life who didn't really let me get away with a lot and spoke a lot of truth and a lot of guidance and a lot of wisdom. And I was made to work and just, you know, let my word, my yes be my yes, my no be my no. And we were just taught to work really hard at a really young age and to care for one another. You know, I mean, that was like our top priority. And I think that just so much of my upbringing really shaped, obviously just really shaped who I am, the way I look at life, the way I look at relationship. And I love people. I get my energy from people. I don't like being alone. I love being around others. And I think that, you know, I'm a lot like my mother, and my mom really, she was a nurturer. She really loved people. Mm-hmm. She was just such an amazing mom, and I really got that gift from her, I think. And so I just approach, you know, everything I do in life with through the lens of how can I just care for people? And if that's, you know, working as a paramedic for all those years or teaching school or you know, being a musician and writing songs, I really try to steward that with an intention of how can this really get into a place in somebody's life that helps them become free, that gives them peace, gives them hope, shows people, this ultimately points people to the Lord, to Abba Father, to a dad that is just so good and so kind and just wants us. And so that's, you know, just in a nutshell, the way I really try to approach all of this.
Ryan, there's difficulties that you've faced in your life, like a lot of people. And there's a little story that you share in your bio about sitting on a dock in a lake and hearing from the Holy Spirit. Tell us how that happens. Do you hear from God when you sing? And just tell us a little bit about how God has encouraged you through some of those times.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've always had a real sensitive heart towards the voice of the Lord. I remember even at a young age, I really always wanted to hear from Him. I wanted to listen. I never wanted that, you know, that quintessential rebellious phase. I never wanted to upset God. I never wanted to upset my parents. But I kept a real tender posture, heart towards the things of the Lord. And, you know, when I first got signed to a record deal, I was only on that record company for 10 months. And I, you know, when you get signed to a record deal, you think, oh my gosh, I've made it and my dreams have come true. And here we go. We're off to the races and I can, you know, I can breathe a little bit. And here I was, you know, setting out on the horizon, feeling like my dreams were being fulfilled. And 10 months into that record deal, the record company called me up and dropped me and just released me from the label, like just out of the blue. And it was just, I was so devastated. And it was right after I lost my mom. You know, my mom and I were really, really close. Mm. I'm the only son. I'm the baby of the family. My mom and I were super tight. She was really my whole world, you know, and I felt almost pretty orphaned after she died. I felt pretty alone. And so that was going on. And my wife and I were going through a bunch of stuff. And then on top of that, you know, my wife and I had just gone through this crazy miscarriage of our twins. Oh. And we were just like, one thing after another was boiling down in that season. And then the cherry on top, as I thought, okay, well, at least I can provide for our family. The label called and said, hey, we're dropping you today and you're free to go. Good luck. And it was just like, everything was just literally like vaporized. And I really got angry and I became so embittered and I was like, God, you know, where are you? Like, what are you doing? Like how, and I started getting mad and started to just say things to him. Like, I knew I couldn't trust you. I knew you weren't really good and I knew you were going to do this. And I feel like you always pulled the rug out from underneath me. I'm just venting to him. And when I got done with that conversation, I really felt like, man, I was convicted. I was like, man, the Lord, he is never going to want to have anything to do with me ever again. And this still small voice just at that moment, at that low, low point where everything had just gone, but it was really this moment where I just felt this voice of the Holy Spirit like, hey, like I am your dad. I've always had you. I've not overlooked a single detail of your life. I've been spinning you on the wheel like a potter, and you're in my hands. Even the hard stuff, even your failures, even the messed up parts of your life, I'm just even crafting into the story as a witness of my goodness and what I do, not what you do. And it just, man, from that moment on, not that it hasn't been hard since then. There's been struggles. I mean, that was, you know, 10 years ago, but he's just really started, I feel like that was a true turning point in my life where he started teaching me about I'm not separated from him and I'm not going to work my way out. I'm not going to fail my way out of his love and his mercy and his tenderness and his kindness and his goodness. It's impossible. And the Bible promises us that. And I feel like that's the message that he spoke into me that day. Mm-hmm. And that's really the message. I feel like he put that, he let me go through those things to put that message and just trumpet that message to this generation of, look, God is good and he is kind. He's a kind God and he is merciful and he's a daddy. Like, I have two sons now and the way I look at my sons, like my sons, I don't care what they do. They're so, even when they get dirty and they fight and they mess things up and they make mistakes, I lavish over them. Like they're the joy of my life. And I would, even when they're the filthiest they could possibly be, I would give my life for my boys. And that's exactly the way Papa God feels about us. And I want people to know that.
Yeah, amen. We are on the phone with Ryan Stevenson. He is a singer-songwriter. He's part of the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour coming to Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And they'll be here on February 6th performing. And it'll, along with Torrin Wells, Jordan Felice, Ryan Stevenson, Aaron Cole, and Cochran and Company. And we're going to be back to talk a little bit more with Ryan and all about his new project and what he's going to be doing at the concert and his heart for ministry. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
If you're currently paying a monthly electric bill, you already have the means to switch to solar. Local and employee-owned and operated New Mexico Solar Group, an authorized SunPower dealer, provides a free consultation explaining the advantages of solar power. Financing available, no down payment required. It's easy to harvest power from the sun and stop overpaying for electricity. Call New Mexico Solar Group at 505-357-1198. Online at nmsolargroup.com. That's nmsolargroup.com.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
For a dream to come true, it takes relentless drive. Because it won't be easy, it won't be instant, and it won't be done in a moment. It's going to be a fight. God had announced the ladder for heaven, the stairway from heaven, all the way back in Genesis 3. But we don't see it coming in Jacob's lifetime. We don't see it coming in his grandfather Abraham's lifetime. We don't see it happening in Jacob's 12 sons' lifetime. It was way off in the distance. And so it would take relentless drive. And I see relentless drive in this passage. And the relentless drive does not belong to Jacob. It belongs to God. The relentless drive that we need to persevere in our part in this dream, which, by the way, Fresh Life exists so that that ladder may be continually extended to people. Fresh Life exists so that the stairway to heaven may be freshly illuminated.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
Skip Heitzik shares a lesson with you from the story of Israel's temple.
What inspired them to finish the task was the preaching of these two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
It's amazing how God uses people to inspire change. Skip has a question for you.
What work is God calling you to? Is there something that you started, but you just sort of got discouraged and stopped pursuing? You stopped building?
Access Skip's full teaching library at connectwithskip.com. Now this.
You know, in Psalm 37, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I don't think that means just read your Bible every day and God will give you your little heart's desires. I don't think it means that.
Follow the Connect with Skip Heitzik podcast on Spotify.
He will put his desire in your heart so you have a new desire you never had before. God gave me different desires. Delight yourself in the Lord. See what desires he puts within you to finish the task.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASE Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with ABQ Connect from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. We appreciate Ryan Stevenson. He is a singer-songwriter, part of the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour that's coming to Rio Rancho on February 6th. You can buy tickets through Ticketmaster or by calling 800-745-3000. Group discounts are available. Ryan, man, you're sharing your heart with us, and we appreciate that so much. What was the time frame when you were going through all of this difficulty? About what year were these things happening to you?
Yeah, that was like 2010. My mom died. My mother passed away in 2009, and my mom, she died kind of like right before all of my music stuff happened. So my mom never came to a single show. She never got to see any of this. And then, you know, kind of all that stuff right after that really, really went down in a really short window of time right after that. And it was just pretty crazy.
But in the midst of this pain and man, I'm amazed that you're sharing this with us, because it really is a lot of pain. But I want our listeners to know, this is the guy you're going to see on stage on February 6th. This is a man that when you buy his record, you can understand what he was going through and what he was thinking about and how you were trying to encourage others with the same kind of stuff. So, and I'm sure you've gotten feedback like I gave you to start the program. I mean, you know, the eye of the storm, just to know God is there with us in the midst, is an important thing. And, I appreciate the story about how God spoke to you, sitting on that dock after some really difficult tragedy. Tell us, what is songwriting to you, Ryan? For those of us that don't have that ability or that gift, what does God tell you? How does that come out of you?
Honestly, it is there. My songs really, I don't know how I started doing it. It was just one day when I got my first, and I didn't get a guitar till I was 18, my graduation present from high school. I'm really a drummer. That was my primary instrument since I was little. Mm-hmm. I played drums my entire life. My youth pastor got me a guitar. It didn't really make any sense to me at all because I didn't play guitar, and I was honestly kind of annoyed that he would get me a guitar and not a drum set. But I just picked it up, and it was like I could just do it. It was really strange. And then I sat down at a desk one day in college, and I just started writing like little rhymes and little things, and I put it to the first three chords that I knew, G, C, and D, and it just started flowing out of me, and I really felt like something just really anointed, like ordained. Just I tapped into something, and I just went with it. And I really learned in that time that my songs are my prayers. And if I want to communicate with people and encourage them in the things of the Lord, and I write songs for me, actually. I write them because I need them. Mm-hmm. I need to hear these things. And these are just my prayers from that secret place of being with God and telling him how much I love him, but also telling him how frustrated I am, telling him that this is hard, telling him my questions, begging and pleading with him to heal me from, you know, from the things in my life that keep me stuck in cycles of sin or, you know, cycles of anxiety or whatever those things are. My songs are really just for normal people because I'm the most normal blue collar country boy you could ever imagine. Like I want to write songs for just the everyday person because we are all just people. If you strip every single thing away and you peel back every layer of our life at the core, we are all the same. We are just people, and we all have the same desire to be loved, to be cared for, to be desired, and that's just what my songs are all about. And I try to write to those broken places of all of our lives because that's what I need as well.
Well, Ryan, you're on a 32-date tour coming up, and when do you start that?
We start it here in a couple weeks, actually.
Yeah, and I don't know which stop we are, but February 6th, you'll be here in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, which is part of the Albuquerque metro area, a really neat city out a little bit north and west of Albuquerque. They have a great arena out there. It's going to be filled up, I'm sure. And again, want to remind everybody that you can get tickets for the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour 2020 from Ticketmaster.com, or you can call 800-745-3000. There are group discounts available, so you may want to take your whole church group or your whole business or something like that, because guys like Ryan Stevenson are going to minister to you and really encourage your heart. Ryan, tell us about your new project and what you're going to be doing here when you come here in concert.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, the concert, the whole night is just going to be amazing. It's really going to bless people. It's just, you know, it's like a really, like a 3-hour long, just amazing variety show of all your favorite songs that you hear and that you know and that you love, that you hear on the radio all the time. Amazing artists, amazing bands, you know. It's just from start to finish, you're just going to know everything. You're going to be able to dance and sing and cry and just move. And, you know, I feel like, you know, what I bring to the night is just, I feel like my portion is a little bit of a moment where it just kind of settles down for a minute, and we go out in the middle of the arena, and we just have more of like an intimate acoustic kind of stripped back moment of just worship and stories and fun and singing along. And so I'll be singing all the songs that hopefully everybody knows that you hear on the radio along with everybody else. And I think people are going to be really blessed.
Ryan, God is part of this, and I'm just observing this, but he surrounded you with some pretty neat people, including Toby Mac. They've encouraged you in your career. Sounds like they're friends. Tell us about that relationship and the other artists that you work with.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, particularly about Toby just has become one of my dearest friends. Toby came into my life, you know, kind of at that point where I was just talking about where I had been on another label before Toby, and I'd been dropped. I felt like I was just a complete failure, and that nobody wanted a thing to do with me. And, so I was working on a song called Speak Life that Toby heard in a studio. And then we ended up writing that song together, and Toby released it. And, that song became a really big song for Toby. And just kind of through that process of working with him, we just really bonded and had a really cool kindred connection. And he put me on his little label called Goatee. And that was 8 years ago now, going on 8 years. And it's just Toby, I have no problem saying Toby Mac literally, saved my life. And he was really there for me and my wife, and he's continued to do life with me over the years and just stay very close. And he's brought me into his world. He's brought me into his platform. I can't say enough good things about him. He's so kind, and he really is a lover of people, and he's just a very, very good, wise man, and is always just loves to help others. And I love that about him. And, you know, like Jordan Felice, Torn Wells, you know, Michael Cochran, Aaron Cole, like everybody else, we're all just community. We're all brothers. We live close to one another. You know, I see those guys all the time. We don't just go out on the road together. Like I see them around, and we're the Christian music world is pretty small anyway, so it's pretty tight knit. And this tour in particular is so fun because it's like a 2.5 month kind of summer camp where you're just living on the road together and encouraging one another and doing life with these guys. And it's just stuff that I'll take with me forever.
Ryan, this question's coming from a guy that doesn't have any rhythm, so I apologize in advance. Also a person that I don't really understand music, but I love music. Love poetry, love lyrics, read those and I'm blessed by them. And I'm blessed by the music. You know, it's a special thing when somebody can put words to music and especially have a heart that, you know, have God's heart about producing that. So here's my question. You're writing these prayers, your songs are your prayers, and you have, I'm sure that's filled with emotion and that's filled with spiritual energy. And then you go out on the road and you have to sing these things 32 times to 32 different groups. Is that tough? Does that inspiration go away, or does God just give you something new for every community you go into?
You know, in all honesty, sometimes it can feel a little bit monotonous. Because you just get tired. You get worn down. You know, sometimes you get sick on the road. But I believe that, I mean, to me, these songs, they sharpen me and they remind me of where the Lord has, what he's done in my life and where he's taken me and where he's, it just reminds me of his hand in my life and other people's lives every single time. I've always really wanted to keep my heart postured of being a good steward of these songs because they were given to me. I didn't deserve any of this, but, I really tried to steward that with the heart of be thankful for every moment because these are special songs, these are special prayers, and this is a special thing that the Lord has done in your life, and to share that with other people. I don't get tired of it, because every single night is such a reminder of His hand and His goodness and His mercy. And so
I'm sure my listeners and our listeners here at ABQ Connect and KNKT Radio in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho are going to feel the same as what I'm saying to you right now. But I have been in situations where I have listened to Eye of the Storm 5 times in a row. Fresh Start, Not Forgotten, other songs that you've written where I just, for some reason, that moment they're speaking to me, and I'll just listen to them over and over, and God uses them to bring clarity and bring peace, and that Holy Spirit comes in. So listening to what you're doing has been a great blessing, and we appreciate that very much.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, we are talking with Ryan Stevenson. He's been gracious to spend a half an hour with us today. He's coming to Rio Rancho on February 6th with the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour 2020. Tickets are available. He's going to be here with, obviously, Toby Mac, Torrin Wells, Jordan Felice, Aaron Cole, and Cochran and Company. So they have a 32-date road trip, and we want to all pray for you guys and pray God uses you mightily. And Ryan, thanks so much for the time you spent with us, and hopefully we'll get to say hello when you come to Rio Rancho on February 6th.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay healthy and safe travels. God bless.
Will do.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.